Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hello, my sister.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing blessed. How about you?
I am blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, how you been?
Well, we've had a snow day. We've been home all day. It's been a busy and productive day.
Well, I tell you what, before I say this, I want you to hear what I'm saying. I have a football team I want to give you. Ready to receive it?
Yep.
I'm going to send you the Seattle Seahawks.
Amen. Well, you know what? That falls right into the word tonight. It falls right into the word.
Yes, indeed. To God be the glory. Hi, Mama.
Amen.
Hi, Mama.
He's doing,
Mama doing okay?
He's very well. Oh, yes. He's doing
all
very
right,
well.
All right. Amen. Yeah. Hold on. Let me cut this off. All right, I got it. I thought I said, let me sign you a problem. I can just give that football team to her.
Okay. That's what we're going to talk
Hello?
About today. Because all of us need some of that.
Ma'am?
I said, yeah, that falls right into the trap that I'm going to talk about tonight. The
all
trap
right.
We
Thank
all
you.
Need
Praise.
To get in with God.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But
Hallelujah.
Tonight, tonight, that I'm glad that you're back on the radio with me. And that God has a blessing for us, so you all go for it.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we just
Father,
give
we
you the glory.
The glory.
Father,
we want to
surrender ourselves,
our mind, our heart,
our emotions, our feelings, our everything, our complete being to you. When we ask you to use us for your glory, let your word go forth. Speak your word in due season to us right now, God. And Father, I pray for us as we listen to the word of God. I pray that we are able to receive your word and ask you to give
Amen.
Us a heart of good ground to receive it, apply it in our life, and give us the power to walk in it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You know, there's a song, I want to read the lyrics to it.
All right.
The title of the song is How Deep the Father's Love for Us.
All right.
I don't know if you've ever
heard
it, but it's a beautiful song, and it's the truth. How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure. The wretch is me now. How great the pain of fearing loss, the father turns his face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out
Amen.
Among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything, no gift, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, his wounds have paid my ransom. You know, the Father's love for us is very deep, and we've been talking in these past weeks about who is Jesus, and we're not going to let it go. You know, God is a God of mercy, and when you said you're going to get me to Seattle Seahawks, they're right in the bucket with us. We all need that mercy. If it wasn't for the mercy of God, where would we be? I want to start out tonight. Dr. Hunter, can you hear me? Hello, is anyone there?
Yeah, getting a little feedback, but I'm trying to correct it. Go ahead.
Okay, you can hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Do I need to change something on my side?
Well, I mean, just check your telephone or whatever that you plug into. That's a feedback, but it's all right.
Okay.
I correct
okay.
them on this side.
Okay, is this better?
That's better.
Okay, because I had my earpiece on, but we want to get this one tonight because I tell you what, it's been so good to me going through it. Mercy, the God of mercy. You know, that word is a beautiful word once you look at it, mercy. God is known to be a God of mercy and grace. Understand mercy is often, it is difficult for people today because we such a generation of, you know, you're going to get them back. You know, I hope these folks get what they deserve. You know, we got that mentality. You know, we got a harsh mentality of criticism, and we want folks to get what's coming to them. And, you know, we just want to see vengeance, you know, perpetrated by each other. You know, you can't let them get away with this. You know, we got that kind of attitude. You know, you got to fight back, or you got to get them back, or they got to get what's coming to them. They need to get this and they need to get that. But God is a God of mercy. He is merciful even to the worst offenders, sinners, and lawbreakers. This means that even though he knows of our guilt, he doesn't always issue the punishment we deserve.
Amen.
You know, when we look at Romans 3, 23 and 24, it says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
Yeah.
And, are justified freely. See, this is the thing about it. We fall short, but we justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's beautiful.
Simply, we are all sinners. That's beautiful. We don't meet the standard of righteousness that God intended for us to have, but through his mercy and grace, he provided a way for our sins to be forgiven through the acceptance. Here's the key right here. Through the acceptance of Jesus Christ. See, a lot of these churches, a lot of us, have a list that you got to meet. You got to serve time. You got to pray 24 hours a day. You got to do this. No, he said through the acceptance of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's where we got to start at right there.
That's
and the Holy
it.
Ghost will work whatever work we need, how many hours we need to pray a day.
Amen.
We need to
Hallelujah.
Be led by the Spirit. And see, that's his business on working through us, you know, us surrendering our life. But first of all, the key is the acceptance of Jesus Christ.
That's it.
And that's the key right there.
That's the key. That's
Even
the
though
key.
We don't deserve it, he's laid that mercy and grace down for us.
Amen.
He covered that mercy with grace. See, that being given God's free gift of forgiveness, though we've done nothing to deserve it.
We don't deserve it.
But that's the grace of it. And mercy is shown because he loves us and only asks that we accept his son by faith.
By faith.
That's it. That's it right there. And then we got to lay it down and surrender.
Amen.
And let him work it in us.
My.
You know, I love this mercy message now. This is the mercy message tonight. The Seahawks needed it, and I need it too.
Yes.
The God of mercy. You want to look at whom is it given to? The God of mercy calls for the following. You know, if we look at Micah 6 and 8, I love this verse, Micah 6 and 8. My other grandmother that went on to be with the Lord at 95, you know, she had us diving through the Bible. You know, there's only three things the Lord requires of us. And we looked at her real funny, like, what? Where did you get this, big mama? Boy, this is when I first became born again. I had that word on my head, on my feet, on my arms, everywhere. I was like, where is that? And I threw that Bible down. She said, Micah 6 and 8. I was like, what? Let's look at that tonight. Micah 6 and 8. It says, he has shown you, O man. It's talking about whom this mercy is given to now.
Yeah.
What is good and what does the Lord require of you?
You.
Here you go. Number one, act justly. Number two, to love mercy. And number three, to walk humbly with your God. These are words to all of mankind. Mercy is offered to you and me alike. He has shown us what is good and answers what is required of us. When we look at Micah 7 and 18, if you turn on over to the next chapter, 7 and 18, who is a God like you? Who pardons sin and forgives the transgressions of the remnant of his inheritance?
My God.
You do not stay angry forever, but delight to show mercy.
My God.
This passage shows that God enjoys being merciful. Come on now.
Yes.
And he's still showing mercy today. Come on now. He's showing it to the Seahawks and he's showing it to me.
Yes,
one example of God's mercy today is this story of this woman called, her name is Jeanette, and she was a praying woman. Well, at the time, Jeanette wasn't a praying woman, but her grandmother was calling. She tried to urge Jeanette to go to a drug rehab, and Jeanette just didn't want to have nothing to do with it.
Carla kept
praying to God and asking God to intervene with her granddaughter. And you know what? The Lord spoke a word to Carla one night. He said, you know what? Who do I need to do anything? Remember who I am.
Who I am.
God told Carla, I can take that drug away from your granddaughter and squash it, and it's will my return.
Hallelujah.
And then, you know, amen.
Amen.
He said, who do I need to do anything? Remember who I am. I am. I am that I am. Carla's testimony is that she prayed for Jesus to come into that broken family and heal her granddaughter, and Jeanette is now drug-free.
My God.
Her granddaughter is drug-free and enjoying a blessed relationship with her family.
That's what God
and Carla
about.
Stood
That's
on good. Luke 1:50. She stood on that word. His mercy extends to those who fear him or rever him from generation to generation. Carla seeing her generations delivered from his mercy. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to stand on it too, Jay. I'm going to follow Carla.
I'm going to stand on my own stuff.
You know what? Paul said, follow me as I follow this word.
Hallelujah.
I'm follow folks that's following the word.
Amen. That's
you know,
me.
We,
that's me.
A lot of times we ain't got a pretty testimony, but you just follow the pieces where they following the word. Amen. You know,
Amen.
You can jump over their faults, but follow them as they follow the word, okay? Don't follow
Amen.
The faults or follow the errors, because we all got them.
We got them.
But follow us as we follow this word. You know, God is a God of mercy. And see, this word is real deep to me because I need his mercy. I'm one of the mercy needers here tonight with the Seahawks.
I'm on the
me
ship
and
with
the Seahawks,
you.
We need that mercy.
I'm on the ship with you, too.
Okay. I want to go on back to the Old Testament again because this is a good story of mercy. The reference in Genesis 37 through 45 about Joseph, the son of Jacob. God's mercy toward Joseph's brothers.
Yeah.
But their betrayal is certainly an extreme story of mercy.
Yes.
That's a serious illustration of mercy.
Of
when
mercy.
We look at King David's prayers in the Psalms, God's mercy is endless.
Yes.
And found throughout all these, you know, all the ages to the present. His mercy endures forever.
Yes.
We thank him for that. Saying that he is a God of mercy, he's awesome. And we just have to remember, you know, Paul gives us a good picture in Ephesians. If we turn around to Ephesians chapter 2, go with me there.
Yes.
I'm starting at verse 1 through 10. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions.
Yes.
And sins in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace we are saved, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in heavenly realm in Christ Jesus.
My God.
In order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by his grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourself.
Yes.
It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Amen?
In advance.
Can't nobody boast upon nothing but Jesus Christ.
My God.
His death and resurrection.
Amen.
That's all we can talk about.
Praise.
That's all we can talk about. We can't talk about what we have done. That ain't nothing. I want to hear one more part of this thing. So this is where this mercy come from. In the Old Testament, God started it out with the mercy seat. I said, look at that, Lord. Isn't he awesome?
When he was
making that tabernacle, the mercy seat symbolized the throne from which God ruled Israel. We can see that. I want you to turn there, but it's in Leviticus 16:2 and Numbers 7:8-9. If somebody want to write that down and look at it later, it's in there.
It's Leviticus?
Leviticus 16:2 and Numbers 7:8-9. That just shows the mercy seat, and it symbolized the throne from which God rules Israel. You know, they'd go into that holies of holies.
Yes.
And they'd take that blood. On the Day of Atonement, the high priest would sprinkle the blood of the sacrificial lamb on the mercy seat as a plea for forgiveness for the sins of the nation.
That's
Leviticus 16:15. And now they wouldn't walk in there just casually. They'd walk in there shaking. Because if you come before that mercy seat and you wasn't in the right way or you didn't do it the right way, you wouldn't come out alive.
That's right.
This was a very, 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 very stressful thing to do. You see Nadab and Abihu didn't make it out straight. They were playing around with that incense the wrong way. But
they
this was very, very stressful to go into this before the mercy seat.
Yes.
We're going to bring it on to the New Testament. The Hebrews word for mercy means to wipe out or to cover over. And we see Christ's cross and his resurrection shows the perfect presence and accomplishment once and for all in Hebrews 9. You know, of that atonement that everybody's seeking. But, you know, it's an awesome thing when we look at what happened in the Old Testament and how it transgressed right on up to this New Testament and what Christ have obtained for us. Because come on now, Hebrews 4:16 said we can boldly approach.
Boldly. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of the grace.
Come on over here. You already know where it is. Hebrews 4:16. Come on now.
Let us therefore.
Come on with it, Dr. Hunter.
Come boldly unto the throne of his grace, that we may obtain mercy and the grace to help us in time of need. Hallelujah.
Amen. And we ain't got to come shaking. We ain't got to come scared. And this is only because of Jesus.
Yes.
Because we are coming through the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
We're coming through and by the blood of Jesus. We coming boldly. That's what give us the ability to come boldly. It's Jesus. See, a lot of people want to look at, my behavior been good. I made the church. I went out there and served Sue. I did this and I did that. And that's going to make me, hold up a minute. It ain't about you serving the Sue. It ain't about you out there working in the parking lot ministry. It ain't about you on the usher board or you up there preaching. You on the corner preaching, you did this, I did that. Ain't about I did. What you did is about what Jesus did. Let's get it all together here, because see, it messed me. I was messed up for a while.
I know.
I'm getting freed right now, and I'm not going to look back.
No.
Because it's about what Jesus did, how deep the Father's love for us. It's a deep thing. And he's not going to allow you to put your mess up there to say you did something to get it.
My.
Let us therefore come boldly through and by the blood of Jesus. That's how come we able to come boldly. I got Texas on you just then. How come? That's how come we able to come boldly.
We're able to come boldly
because of Jesus unto this throne of grace.
My God.
That's why we're able to come. We can come straight to the throne.
Straight to the throne.
We got a blood-bought right.
Yes.
To come to the throne of God, which is the throne of grace, and obtain
Amen.
This mercy from the God of mercy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Woo, glory. Woo. Glory.
Hallelujah.
You got somebody talking that needs the mercy tonight.
Amen. Likewise.
Hallelujah. Likewise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some folks don't need it, but I need it.
I need it N-O-W. I need it N-O-W. Amen.
The throne from which
you
all grace
what?
Proceeds. Amen.
But all grace. Now, what I was saying, because I know it stuck a D chord in me when you was teaching about the mercy seat. Because when I was in school, I had to write my doctorate about the shedded blood and the sprinkled blood. And it just refreshed my mind. In the Old Testament, what happened during the Old Testament? As you said, they had to go in shaking. Didn't know if they're going to come out. They put the bells on them. They had to tick their bell all
there
the time.
Go.
If the
go.
Bell wasn't ringing, they'd drag them out. Next!
They was kissing everybody before they left home to go do that.
I know.
They didn't
but
know
you know
they were coming home.
They didn't know, but you know what? One thing I come to love, when I wrote my thesis about blood sprinkled and blood is shed, when Jesus Christ shed his blood, and I ask a question to somebody, I say, when Jesus died, and the Bible said all of his blood was drained out, who took the blood of Jesus to the mercy seat? That's a bold
who
question.
It
was more than Jesus. It was Jesus and somebody else who was a comeback. Let me go and say, the Holy Spirit came down and took the blood with Jesus together to the mercy seat. And that's why there was a waiting for 40 days and then 10 days after when the day of Pentecost. And I did that research on that. I studied so deep till I got in the Word, I almost got lost. But when I found it, I said, it's in the book, right in the book. I said, what? Yeah, the Holy Spirit and Jesus took the blood of Jesus Christ to the mercy seat. As you just pointed out to Michael, that's why mercy seat says. I'm happy.
Hallelujah.
You done got me fired up, sister.
Amen.
You done got me fired up. Woo! Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The mercy seat. Woo!
Yeah. And you know what? I thank God. We ain't got to approach it fear and trembling.
Oh, no.
The new covenant believer can come boldly to God,
come boldly.
God without fear and trembling.
Yes.
And that
okay.
daily and at any time of the day. Hallelujah. You know, because they can only do it one time a year, and they was trembling. They was walking up there trembling once a year.
Once a year. If it wasn't right, they wasn't.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for this freedom. We thank him for the confidence. We thank him for the liberty to approach. We are commanded to come boldly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Amen. Amen. Hello? Hello? All right, I think we might have got disconnected because I can't hear anything anymore. But I thank God. Father, we thank you for this.
back on there.
Back Amen. On there. Amen. 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 His mercy endure forever.
Forever. But I know what I got to do. I got to give me a special thing to make sure some of this thing is put down properly, so it won't, when I touch it, it won't, the electricity won't fire on it. But I just want to finish up what you were saying. There was somebody else coming on there with us, but I missed him. But nevertheless, we thank God for what you were saying. One of the things I took a note on the last thing you said, and see, I'm a note taker, because I learned from what other people say. But you say he wiped out, and you were moved from Leviticus 6:2 and 7:89. And you were talking about how God wiped out, how God, but Jesus came and did it. So can you expound on this a little bit more?
Mercy. That's the Hebrew word for mercy, meaning to wipe out.
Yes.
To wipe out. And Christ's cross and resurrection showed the perfect presence and accomplishment once and for all. Because in Hebrew 9, it talk about we don't have to do this once a year. We ain't got to send the high priest in there anymore. Because when Jesus died on the cross for our sins, that was once and for all.
Once and for all.
He ain't got to do that every month. He ain't got to do it every year. He ain't got to do it over and over. Every time you miss the mark, he ain't getting back up on that cross.
My God.
He wiped it out. That
My
mercy,
God.
That the God of mercy have brought through his son, because he loved us so much, he have wiped out all that sin once and for all. It's wiped out, past, present, and future. The penalty of it.
My God.
He have wiped it out.
Yes, he has.
And here's the key right here. Here's what connects us to that free gift. It's only by accepting him. By acceptance of Christ
him.
Jesus.
I hear you.
Our sins are forgiven through our acceptance of Christ Jesus, period. Let's just stop right there.
Yeah.
That's the wipeout right there.
Right there. That's the wipeout.
You done threw religion down. You done threw the devil down because he defeated the works of the enemy. He's already defeated.
My God, my God.
Jesus ain't got to come back down here with the angels. Oh, y'all, get that demon over there. Get that. He done gave us all power.
Hey!
Come on now. He ain't coming down. He's sitting at the right hand of God. Making intercessions for us. Lord, let them get it. Lord, let them see it. It's already been done. It's been paid for. They've been bought back. They've been redeemed. They're sitting in heaven. Let them get it. He up there interceding for us. It's been wiped out. It can't come back. Our sins have been forgiven. And what we got to do, here the key is right here, is accept Jesus.
My.
He provided a way for our sins to be forgiven through our acceptance of Jesus Christ, period.
Yes.
That's it. That's the mercy. That's the grace. That's the God of mercy.
My God. Nobody.
It ain't you just stand up there saying something. No, he's looking at your heart. Your heart got to accept it. This got to be a serious thing. You got to accept him. You know, everybody got their ways that they say, okay, this is how you get there. You know. And they got all this. You wear the different hats when you're in the these different Indian religions. You got to wear your different hats. You know, your turban this way and that way, and you got to do this and tie your beard up at the bottom and all that. And you got to do this and that and these other religions. But God said, and you know, I don't know all that, but I just see different little things that people got to do to please their God. But the God of mercy said,
yes,
that he provided a way for our sins to be forgiven through our acceptance of his son, his only begotten Son, who is the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And no man come to the Father but through him, period. But he made the way. He have done it all. He have paid the price.
He paid the price.
And all he says, that you receive me.
That's it. Now, the time and value that we live in today, as you just said, there are many churches said, well, all you got to do is come, give me your right hand, you got fellowship with God, you're in the kingdom of God. And I said, I'm going to have to just solidify that, because giving your right hand to me and fellowship with God, no. When you do it, as you pointed out so explicitly, your heart is what God look at. Your heart is what God look at.
He ain't looking at your mouth.
No, he ain't
looking
at
your works. He ain't looking at what you got on.
And, you know, I had to remember church yesterday, because I was at a place where I heard you say, I have to pray for him, because I saw so many things that were not but I wasn't trying to come in and stop a service, but I say, Lord, and God say, there's much work to be done. Much work to be done. And one of the teachings you gave us said, look outside. Look outside. Because there are many people out there that don't know Jesus Christ. And see your teaching tonight, and I got a tape, I'm gonna put it on YouTube and two other things I'm put on so people can hear what you have said. The truth of it. Let me see, I wrote it down. I want to get it right. You said this is a mercy message. Michael 6:8. I said, she got
Amen.
It down. And it blessed
Amen.
Me. And I
Amen.
Said, thank you, Lord. I said,
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And so if you have nothing else to say, I just say, well, we just thank God for the time you spent and what God has done for you. And we just going to believe God till we see you next time. But I want you to stay in prayer for me. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I hear you praying. Somebody asking
Thank
for
you,
prayer?
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
So
Thank
let's
you,
pray
Lord.
For him anyway, Dr. Hunter. Let's just pray
Amen.
Before we leave the radio tonight. Let's pray for him.
All
I'll
right.
start and I let... And why don't you finish us up after I finish? After I start,
okay.
you finish it up.
Okay.
All right. Heavenly Father, God of mercy, hallelujah. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Lord. Father, we come boldly to the throne of grace tonight, through and by the blood of Jesus. Thanking
yes.
you. Praising
Thank
you. Worshiping you. Declaring that you are Almighty God all by yourself. And Father, we just come to you boldly.
Bold.
We come to you right now asking you for help. This
yes.
is a time that we are in need of help. And we need your mercy, oh God.
Yes.
We need your grace, oh God.
Yes.
And Father, we thank you that your word tell us to come boldly to you and
yes.
that we will find it. Find
Fine.
Help. We will find the mercy and grace we need. So, Father, we just receive it right now tonight. This word that has been spoken on this radio, Father, we lift up every listener, every hearer. We lift up Dr. Hunter, and Father, we
thank
just thank you, and we ask you to strengthen these folks
yes.
on the radio. We ask you to strengthen Dr. Hunter for what they're
yes.
going through right now. Father, those that are not saved, Lord God, we ask you to draw them by your spirit in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord of the harvest, to put the perfect laborer into their path. They could
yes.
speak that word in due season that they need to hear, oh God, to come
yes.
to you and cry out that they need to be saved and that they will believe in their heart and confess
yes.
with their mouth that Jesus is Lord. Now, we lift up Dr. Hunter right now, Lord God. Strengthen him. Heal his body. Heal him
yes.
in his spirit, his soul,
yes,
and his mind, Lord God,
yes.
in his body, in every area that needs healing, oh God. We pray for his family, Lord God, all
yes.
those he come in contact with, Lord God, that you would deliver, set free, and heal. Father, give him the power the believers will cast out
yes.
demons and speak
yes.
with new tongues, lay
yes.
hands on the sick, and they shall be
yes.
healed, Lord God. Let these miracle signs and wonder follow him wherever he goes.
Yes.
And let him not walk in anything but your word and allowing only your spirit to take first course and lead him and guide him in all the ways he should go in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we just place all of us on the altar. We place all of our situations and circumstances. We cast every care on you, for you care for us, and we be anxious for nothing.
Yes.
Father, we lifting all these things up for our personal, family, with the profession of the business, the KS radio station, everything that concerns us, Lord God. We let our requests be made known unto you to have your way, Lord God, in our life and in every area. We lift up our children to you, O God.
Yes,
Father,
yes.
Give them the wisdom to choose what is right and reject what is wrong. Father, draw them by your spirit that they could have a deeper walk with you, O God.
Yes.
Praise you, Lord God, to keep us, protect us and our families, Lord God.
Yes.
And Father, you're able to keep us and you're able to present us faultless, and we thank you for that. And we give you the praise tonight, oh God. We pray for everybody that comes on this radio station to give a word, that they only allow your spirit to speak through them. We bind the enemy that comes up against us, our families, and everybody that comes on this radio. And, Father, we just thank you. We loose your plan. We loose your purpose. We know that you have a plan that's good and not of evil, the hope and the future for us.
Yes.
And we loose that plan and purpose. We loose your peace. We loose your mercy upon this radio, upon us, and upon our family. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
And, Father, tonight's the night that we just say hallelujah.
Because
the rising of the sun and the setting of it, your word said you are to be praised. Mm. And then, Father, hear me come right now, because you said to us, you said that you're going to make us above and not beneath. You're going to make us the head and not the tail. You said you're going to guide us and lead us. We're going to be blessed when we go, blessed when we're coming, blessed when we're walking, blessed when we're sitting. You said we are called blessed. Father,
thank you, Lord.
It's because what you have done for us, particularly for me, how you brought me for where I am right now. And Father, because
you
have used us both on the radio station, somebody somewhere heard the words. In their hearts
they
still meditated. What shall I do to be saved? I say to you, believer, non-believer, come unto Jesus Christ, who is the author and the finish of your faith, and receive him. Let his blood atone for your sins. Let him go before the Holy Father. And the Holy Father says, these are those that I have called. And Father, tonight, we just said thank you. And then, Father, I know that you're giving us power that's limitless.
Yes,
you're giving us authority that's limitless.
Yes,
you're giving us the supernatural power.
Yes,
you said in your word tonight, all things work together for those that believe. And then, Father, your word tells us, you tell us, Father, you said the thoughts I have for you, Sonia, you and Hunter, and the
little.
He said, what I have for you, the thoughts I have for you, wait, don't let the devil, see, you said the thoughts that you have for us, they're not evil, they're not bad, but they're good, to take us to
destiny.
And then, Father, I want to say thank you.
Thank
you. How you said that you are widening our steps. Because when we walk on the mountains in this life we walk in, that we will not stumble or fall. But, Father, because today, this time we need you. And, Father, I just want to be just like the Apostle Paul said. What I have received is not of a man, but it's by the revelation of prayer through Jesus Christ. And then, Father, because Sonia is a great teacher, and you have blessed her with great words, and I thank you for the words he brought. And Father, I want to say, to the highest praise, I want to give it to you. The best I know how to talk when I'm going to school. And then, Father, I want to just bless Sonia from the crown of her head right now, all the way down her body, to the sole of her feet. Let the anointing flow over her. Let the authority right there where she is. Well, it's cold right now, but it's warm in the house. And then, Father, you said it to her. You say you're not looking for the outside. The flesh profit nothing. But you say you're looking at our heart, our spiritual heart. And, Father, tonight, we just declare, and we declare the decree, that we have called to be a mighty work, on this radio station, on the TV station that you've given to us. It's not about me, but it's about the next generation. I want to thank you for the Seahawks. I want to
thank you, Lord
the,
Jesus.
I want to thank you for both of them. They taught us a lesson. Don't put our hope in this world. Put our hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we said thank you. Tonight,
thank you, Lord.
We're going to say somebody that we don't even know who's walking a dark path, about to blow their brains out, about to kill somebody.
Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
You know, hallelujah, that is. The enemy is a liar. But you said, Jesus, the devil was a liar from the beginning. And he's a liar right now. And those
yes,
who are not preaching the gospel, they are children of darkness. And, Father, I want to thank you this day. I want to thank you for the revelation knowledge you have given unto me. I want to thank you, first of all, for allowing me to spend time with my third generation, my son and my grandson.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the Hoshanda, let him up of Hosata. Worship.
Yes,
and see your anointing fall over what you did yesterday. Thank you, Father. Thank you,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
I'm not bragging or boasting. I'm not praising you because you've been so good to us. When I couldn't move my body 3 years ago, I now moved my body. When I couldn't say nothing, you got it now. Because I'm walking this by faith and not by what I see or what I heard. I'm walking this by what your word says. I take you at your word. You said, no man take it. No man take it. But you, Father, you have paid a price for us. For you said you have taken us out of darkness and brought us to this marvelous light. And it is in this marvelous light that you have given to us, it has caused us to see better, look around us, and know where the enemy is. But one thing I want to say, Jesus, I love you. Because you paid
thank
the
you,
price.
Lord.
You paid the price.
Yes, Lord.
No man could pay the price. As the you told him in the book
thank
of
you, Lord,
in the full gospel, you said from the law of Moses to the sermon, I come in the volume. And you came. Hallelujah. And you gave your
hallelujah.
Life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
but you
Jesus.
Said in your word, he said that the word became flesh. And dwelt amongst them. And I love you. But Father, I want to thank you more than anything else, how you showed me in the spirit. How that here you was, I couldn't see you. But what I saw was that I saw flesh being put on your body. But it was you, God, showing me what you did for Jesus. Because Jesus might come and walk among men. He might give his life that we might have a life to live. I said, thank you.
Yes.
I said, thank you. I said, thank you for what you did. How he walked among you. Walked among, Father, you walked among us through Jesus. It was through Jesus Christ that the man was called. The man was called from the grave. It was you, Father, that the blind man I was over. It was you, Father, that they broke down the roof. It was you, Father, that the man called. Send the word, send the word, send the word. And I said, thank you tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank you, hallelujah.
And tonight, I want to see both of Sunday, the Sikiria. Tonight, Father. From New Zealand, we just want to see miracles. We're not bragging or boasting. We say, your word.
Yes, Lord.
And we call upon you. And then, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
I said, thank you. Your Bible tells us, your word tells us, your written word tells us that let this mind that was in Christ Jesus be in us also. Hallelujah. We want that man.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We want this man.
Yes. And I say, Father, because Jesus said, no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Amen. And every thought of
that,
we bring in a subjection to the name and the feet of Jesus Christ. Because, Father, you said in Hebrews chapter 2 and 7, you said, Jesus Christ, all authority. Hallelujah. Was given unto
hallelujah.
You. Hallelujah. So the devil
hallelujah.
Came out of the word. We're stopping the liar. We want to do better. We will do better. We are doing better. I want to thank you.
Lord,
I want to thank you for Sunday. I want to thank you for taking that giant step in the month that I called out of Houston, Texas. Not knowing what you were doing, but you were saying we both could be tested. And you tested us. Now you're going to prove what you've done.
Yes, Lord.
And we
thank
did
you,
it.
Lord.
And I want to thank
you
for I call her for Ma, for name she has, but I call her a young woman. Hallelujah.
My dear.
Hey.
Yes, my dear.
For my dear. I want to thank you for my dear. I want to thank you to keep her fully prompt with the Holy Ghost. Let her mind, let her body, let her eyes, let her ears, let her walking be of you, Yeshua HaMashiach.
Yes, Lord.
But keep
Lord,
an encouragement to me. I don't know about somebody, but to hear a voice encourage me. And hear that 108-year-old man that you let me walk with, he encouraged me. He encouraged me to walk circumspectly to the word. And tonight we just said thank
you.
We love you and we pray. Keep us, Father. It's our prayer this night. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Until next time, God bless you.
God bless you, sir.
All right.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Whew. My mama. Nobody but God. Whew. Jesus. Thank you.